Today's News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 51 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris will appear at the site of a historic crossing, hoping disaffected Republicans will cross over to her side.
Now at that event today, Harris will make a big push for bipartisan unity, urging Republicans to put country ahead of party. She will make the case standing at the same site where George Washington famously crossed the Delaware River during the Revolutionary War, arguing that she is the candidate who will defend the principles and ideals that this country was founded on.
ABC's Mary Bruce, former President Trump reaching out to Hispanic voters, where he has seen his poll numbers rise, appearing on a town hall on Univision this evening. In the Middle East, the Biden administration is warning Israel to increase the flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza or risk losing military aid. Before his country's parliament today, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said one of the keys to his victory plan in his country's fight against Russia is for Ukraine joining NATO. That's an idea Western leaders, including President Biden, have been lukewarm to. This is ABC News. Over 140 people have been killed in Nigeria when an overturned tanker suddenly exploded late last night. The victims, including children, were all crowded around it trying to scoop up some of the spilled fuel. Nebraska Supreme Court this morning ruling that people in the state with felonies on their record can register to vote. The ruling upholding the constitutionality of a new state law restoring the right to vote for people who have felony convictions as long as they have completed their sentence. And it looks like a lot of us are planning to do plenty of shopping this holiday season.
We are gearing up for what is expected to be a record holiday shopping season fueled by sales online. The National Retail Federation predicts that consumers will spend up to $989 billion this November and December. That's up from $956 billion last year.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze and the experts say some of the best categories to find deals for the holidays: TVs, toys, games, and sporting goods. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hello, everyone. Kenny, the wannabe baker, here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services. One call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Well, folks, it's roast season. Nothing says cozy like a good roast, right? Down at the Richland Locker in Richland Center, they've got bottom round roast and boneless arm roast for the same price at $5.98 a pound. And if you're hankering for something from the deli, grab yourself some of that sliced corned beef for $9.98 a pound and pair it with some Swiss cheese sliced fresh for just $5.98 a pound. So get on down to the Richland Locker. They'll fix you right up, where meat meets good folks.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 52 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for mainly sunny and seasonal today, a high of 58. Tonight, clear and chilly with a low of 31. And tomorrow, mainly sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 65. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 21, we're at our high so far for the day of 52 degrees.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, WRCO listeners. Do you have a costume for your little trick-or-treater yet? At the Creative Outlet, we have costumes of all sizes, tagged with resale prices, and some of them even still have the original store tags on them. Come check out our Halloween selection of costumes and other seasonal decorating goodies before they disappear. The Creative Outlet is located on Court Street in Richland Center, and we are ready to help your family enjoy this Halloween.
Good afternoon. It's 52 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Senator Tammy Baldwin stopped in Wausau on her Wisconsin farm tour Tuesday with a visit to Shu Ginseng Farms.
Probably 90% of the ginseng produced in America is produced right here in Marathon County. So this is a tariff situation that is like a double whammy in this part of the state.
She said a trade war with China started with new tariffs implemented under the Trump administration.
When you see something, for example, like steel dumping, where they're trying to undercut an entire industry, we have to fight back and protect our domestic ability to produce things we need for infrastructure and our national security.
Baldwin does not agree with the tariff proposal by Trump, which argues for massive tariffs on all products.
It's almost a sales tax on every U.S. consumer. And so I think targeted are very appropriate. It fights for American workers, but I don't think we should do the wholesale on everyone.
Tammy Baldwin is scheduled to debate her Republican challenger, Eric Hovde, on Friday. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde has campaign events in Milwaukee County and Madison today. The Hovde campaign says the Republican challenger to Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joined by U.S. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming for an afternoon tour of National Technologies in Oak Creek. Hovde and Barrasso will then join Louisiana Senator John Kennedy for a healthcare roundtable at Investors Associated in Madison. Hovde will have media availability after both events. Barack Obama will be in Madison next week. The former two-term Democratic president will be here on Tuesday, joined by Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Their joint appearance is timed to coincide with the first day of in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin, just 2 weeks out from Election Day. The Harris-Walz ticket is counting on strong Democratic turnout in Madison and Dane County, as well as in Milwaukee, where the vice president has a campaign event scheduled for this Thursday. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Menominee City Clerk Kate Martin says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on election day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. Local clerks say they'll run a free and fair election on November 5th. Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. He says local clerks and states take great care each step of the way.
For many voters, they cast a ballot and that feels like the end of the process. But in reality, that's the first step in a deliberate, specific, and careful process to get the final election results.
After the 2020 presidential election, Congress adopted new safeguards for the electoral count process. Voting rights advocates on Tuesday asked the state and federal departments of justice to investigate anonymous text messages apparently targeting young Wisconsin voters, warning them not to vote in a state where they are ineligible. Free Speech for People, on behalf of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, made the request. The letter says that thousands of young voters across Wisconsin received the text message last week. The text in question cites Wisconsin state law about voting in more than one place and says that violating the law can result in fines of up to $10,000 and 3.5 years in prison. Wisconsin is known for having razor-thin presidential elections. Rural voters could decide this year's presidential election. Sarah Janes of the Rural Democracy Initiative says they tend to be swing voters interested in the needs of working people.
People want to make sure that they have the tools and opportunities to create a good life for themselves and their families, and that shows up in their support for childcare and healthcare.
The Rural Democracy Initiative's most recent poll finds Donald Trump leading among likely rural voters in 10 battleground states, but that support has dropped from March to September.
They're very focused on working people as kind of the heroes of the economy and concerns that impact working class people. Rural people and small town folks are more likely to be working class. About 70% of rural folks are working class.
Jane says the biggest concerns for rural voters are the economy, threats to democracy, and reproductive rights. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonnell, a Democrat, says a new Star Wars parody PSA aims to cut through election misinformation by doing something a little more humorous that would get people's attention. Wisconsin County Clerks Association President Trent Miner, a Republican, says election facts shouldn't be a partisan issue. The
full 3-minute PSA can be viewed on the Blame Society YouTube page. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking at a potential ways to curb artificial intelligence abuses. Sarah Alt is an ethical AI expert who serves on the legislature's AI task force. At a meeting yesterday, she sounded skeptical that licensing and professional codes would help.
The existence of an ethical code in its own actually does not help. Maybe even harms, because then people just go looking for places where they can work outside of that code.
People are concerned about the ways artificial intelligence can be misused. Joe Dooley is a policy manager for Google. He told the legislative task force yesterday that protections against things like deep fakes are probably already covered by existing data privacy laws.
If it's illegal for any other company or technology mechanism to do it, it's probably also illegal for AI to do, you know, to cause the same harm.
This summer, the governor's AI task force recommended K-12 digital literacy training, help for people who lose their jobs due to AI, and investing in more research. At least 6 Wisconsin farms are giving away thousands of chickens after an Iowa-based processor abruptly closed last week. Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski says the situation involving Pure Prairie poultry is unfortunate. Romanski says it's been challenging to find out how many Wisconsin farmers have been impacted. The state ag department lacks authority to take possession of the birds or to feed them, so is focused on being a resource to farmers, some of whom have taken to social media to offer their chickens. Farmers who need assistance can contact the Wisconsin Farm Center at 800-942-2474. It's 53 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1217. October is Cybersecurity Month. DATCAP's Michelle Reinen has more coming up next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvement a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
It is a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center, and WRCO news time is 1219. October is Cybersecurity Month. It's a good time to be sure your computers and portable devices are secure from online predators. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection likes to help consumers stay safe. Michelle Reinen is from DATCAP.
This is a month where we try and promote 4 cybersecurity practices that consumers can add to their everyday routines. There is always a component of cybersecurity we want people to be cautious with, but this is one month just to concentrate on that because everyone benefits from improved online and device security, both for personal and organizational use. And technology is always improving and changing, which means our security measures have to constantly adapt as well. And so we take this time to just talk through some tips and try and get people to put some new behaviors in place or at least improve existing behavior.
To stay secure, it's important to keep devices updated.
Update your software regularly to fix security risks. Updates make improvements and resolve bugs. We see that when they're issued, but they also patch holes in security systems that can be exploited by those bad actors or hackers. And that's what you're talking about, where some of those breaches come from. And so we want to be sure that people are fixing those security issues as soon as they are rolled out, if possible. So you can either establish a habit of checking for updates and do them right away, or set the notification feature on your device to learn when updates are available.
Run and urge is creating a secure password to avoid having your information stolen.
Please don't use that same one on everything. Create different strong passwords for each account. Reusing a single password can put all your accounts at risk. And strong passwords are also the key, as you just mentioned. Consider using a passphrase or a password manager program. And a passphrase is just long and unique to you. It's easy for you to remember, but hard for others to guess. And it adds a few numbers or special characters to add complexity. So an example is you could replace an E with a 3 or add a question mark between words, an exclamation point at the beginning and end, or an asterisk in there. But there's lots of ways to create that passphrase that will be unique to you. And be sure, different password each account.
To help remember a password, be sure to keep the information in a safe place.
You may want to use a password manager program. We don't want you to write them down somewhere, you know, that's going to be easily accessible by others. So if you do write them down, you have to keep that piece of paper secure and not travel with it. But a password manager is going to help you remember, and it's a place to store those different passwords for those different accounts.
Michelle Reinen recommends using a feature to help stay safe when logging in.
The other thing you can do as it relates to security is enable multi-factor login authentication. This is known as MFA or two-factor authentication. And multi-factor authentication is available for most online accounts. It adds an extra step for logging in that only takes a few seconds, but it keeps your login secure even if a scammer knows your password. And think of it visually as the deadbolt on your front door along with the normal doorknob lock. It's that extra login step that you have for putting in your information. And how it works is you're sent a short code through a text, email, app, or physical token that you must enter when logging into your account, and you receive a new code every time you log in. So you'll have your password, and then you're going to have this code. And, you know, it really is just a few extra seconds, but it is a whole pile of extra security.
You can find more cybersecurity information and tips on DATCAP's website at datcp.wi.gov. Before you send donations to help hurricane relief efforts, consider a monetary gift instead. Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin spokesperson Lisa Schiller says it can be hard to send physical gifts and supplies to groups in hurricane-affected areas. Instead, those monetary gifts can help an organization buy exactly the aid they need in a place they can use it. Also, watch out for anyone soliciting for charity or donations on social media. Scammers are known to copy the identity of reputable groups in order to steal charity donations. Schiller says you can find their list of reputable groups helping the Southeast U.S. recover online at give.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds trappers to prepare for the opening of many fur bearer trapping seasons across the state. Wisconsin is home to many fur bearer species, and the state's highly regulated trapping seasons play an important role in the DNR's efforts to sustainably manage those populations. The first trapping seasons of the fall open Saturday. Additional seasons for other species and zones will continue to open throughout the fall. Trappers are encouraged to double-check season dates, trapping regulations, and ensure they have all required licenses before heading out. During these periods, other outdoor enthusiasts should be aware that traps may be present on public lands. To minimize the chance of encountering a trap, you should stay on designated trails and keep pets leashed. All first-time trappers must complete an approved trapper education course unless trapping under the Youth Supervised Option, Mentored Trapping Program, or other exemptions. These courses, taught by experienced trappers, cover basic trapping skills, regulations, safety, and trapper ethics. For those just starting out, the DNR offers programs for beginners, such as the Women's Trap Camp and the Youth Trap Camp, enabling new trappers to learn in a safe and supportive atmosphere. As a reminder, trapping seasons in a particular zone may close before the listed closing date if the harvest quota for a specific species is reached. Trappers can visit the DNR's trapping webpage for zone status updates and more information about trapping in Wisconsin. It's 54 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:26. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
WRCO News Time is 12:29. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City, died October 8th at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Hooverson Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mazomanie are assisting the family. Jim Mathias is survived by his wife, Ginny, three children, Steve Mathias and Shauna Summers, Guy and Julie Mathias, and Peggy and Joe Beverly, four grandchildren, a great-grandchild, two sisters, Pam and Floyd Gillen, and Michelle and Robert Schmitz, also other relatives and friends. James V., Jim Mathias, 78, of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City. Mary Ann Pine, 88, of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Pine is survived by her husband, Kenneth, five children, Debbie and Marlon Hornby, Marcia and Kevin Cook, Kelly and Bill Doudna, Kevin Pine and Christy Walter, Ricky Pine and Julie Muller, 15 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandchild, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Ann Pine, 88, of Lone Rock. Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub, Bosque Bell. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bosque Bell Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Bosque Bell is assisting the family. Jackie McCulloch is survived by her husband of 52 years, Arnold. Two daughters, Brenda and Jim Danes and Sarah and B.J. Halverson. Two sons, John and Kathleen McCulloch and Jeff and Kathy McCulloch. 17 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, three sisters, Donna and David Wall, Connie and Robert Langen, and Tracy Magyar. Three sisters-in-law, Donna Elliott, Joyce and Mike Stimson, and Jane Jones. Also many nieces and nephews, Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jan Shelby is survived by her husband of 55 years, Robert, two children, Kimberly and Martin Johnson of Richland Center, and Eric and Jill Shelby of Arena. Five grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, a brother, Larry and Julie Peterson of Viola, sister, Colleen of California, and many other relatives and friends. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center. Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Survivors of Russell Melvin include four children, Gabe Schutz of Avoca, Luke and Michaela Melvin of Lone Rock, Jonas Melvin of Lone Rock, and Chelsea Melvin of Mount Horeb. Six grandchildren, his father, Donald and Barb Melvin of Lafarge, a brother, Kurt Melvin of Alaska, other relatives and friends. Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca, died yesterday at the Richland Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Sunday from 3 until 6. Friends may also call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11 with a rosary at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Survivors of Toad Kelly include his wife, Bonnie, three children, Courtney and Greg Dahlke of Reedsburg, Andy Lewis of Amherst, and Clint and Katie Kelly of Belleville. And six grandchildren, a brother, Jerry and Brenda Kelly of Michigan, a sister, Stacy and Kenny Adams of Portage, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Donald M., Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville, died Saturday after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 4:30 until 8, where the rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess is survived by 4 children, Tony and Carol, Andy and Becky, Steve and Linda, and Sarah and Keith Bowl. 9 grandchildren, siblings, Bernie and Wendy Rigo, Rosemary Primo, Jeannie and Mel Cope, Art Hess, Jack and Mary Hess, Susie Anderson, and Arnold, Buzzy and Mary Hess. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 26th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with a burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, October 26th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin is survived by her daughter, Candy Jo Sanchez, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Ruth Martin, Rosie and Richard Strait, and Josephine Kalinsky. Special nieces, Helen Chavez, Corinna Kosherik, and Cindy Zastro. Special nephew, Conrad Kosherik. Special friends, Keith Rako and Angel Faye Rako, other relatives and friends. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Tiffany Olson and Tyler Rigo had a daughter, Lily Lee, and Elizabeth and Benny Green had a son, Rhett Charlson.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is this Saturday. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU's shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday from 8:30 to 11:30. Limit of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Steve and Geraldine Colstead, Terry and Kathy Hillesheim, Bob and Karn Johnson, Kent and Sandy Baroker, Ryan and Ashley Zimmerman, and Sean and Bridget Cato. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, glorious sunshine across the region today as high pressure settles in. This is a large high covering most of the center of the nation. It will protect us for several more days, only slowly moving off to the east. Great conditions for viewing the full moon tonight, the Hunter's full moon. It's a super moon, with it being closer to the Earth this time around, so it may look just a bit bigger to you. So enjoy that. The clear skies and the dry air should certainly help. We could have another dousing of frost tonight, maybe not quite as cold as last night. After that, it looks warmer for several nights as the south winds start to pick up across the region. In fact, temperatures could warm a good 15 to 20 degrees above normal by the weekend and generally stay on the mild side for next week. There will be a weak cool front settling through Monday night or early Tuesday with just a small chance of a light shower. Otherwise, it's a very dry forecast. The forecast for the rest of today, then, mainly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Light west to northwest wind becoming southwest, 5 to 10. Clear and chilly tonight, low 31 degrees. Tomorrow should be mainly sunny, breezy, and warmer with highs in the mid-60s. The wind out of the south at 12 to 25 miles an hour. On Friday, sunny, breezy, and mild, low at 40, high near 70. South wind between 10 and 20. Heading into Saturday, very nice once again with lots of sunshine. Low 40, high at 73. Sunday, unusually warm with sunshine continuing. Low in the mid-40s, high in the mid-70s. Monday, partly cloudy and mild. Low in the mid-40s, high 73. A slight chance of a shower late Monday night. Tuesday, a slight chance of a light shower early, then partly sunny, not quite as warm. Low 49 degrees with a high near 66. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 52, our low this morning was 21. Our high so far today, 54. The record high for this date set in 1947 was 89 degrees. The record low 16 was set in 1952. Last year's high was 59 with a low of 36. Sunset tonight will be at 6:17 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:18. Currently in Richland Center, we have north to northeast winds 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer's at 30.40 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An Iowa company that makes seed selection recommendations is upping its game for 2025. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected.
The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
AcreShield is wrapping up its first season by offering farmer customers some upgrades for 2025. Company CEO Billy Rose.
AcreShield's Yield Optimizer was a huge success for our customers and our distributors. We reached out to all of our customers and distributors for suggestions to make AcreShield even better, and we did.
The Yield Optimizer provides location-based yield data for seed varieties to farmers to help them choose what would work best in their operations. Rose says three big improvements are in store for the next crop year.
First, Yield Optimizer is now based on the field you choose versus a zip code lookup. Second, customers wanted the ability to compare their favorite brands and hybrids to the Yield Optimizer hybrids to get a more accurate comparison. We did this. Third, distributors wanted the benchmark yield to be based on the farmer's approved yield versus their average yield. This is great. It raises the benchmark.
AcreShield also offers performance guarantees to customers. You can learn more at AcreShield.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tibbs Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Good sale today. We are starting to go live once again. Large squares topped at $205 a ton, then large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Small squares third crop topped at $550 a bale. Two online auctions up and running. Coin auction ending October 16th. Vehicles, snowmobile, beer mirrors, and more ending October 23rd at 6 p.m. Soft close. Call 608-723-4024 info or go to www.timbsauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Crop insurance pays, especially this year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand Power Corn and List Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with three distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand Power Corn and List Corn. First, some contract poultry farmers in western Wisconsin are still figuring out how to move forward after their processor, Pure Prairie Poultry, shuttered its operations without notice. One of them is Terry Fila.
Currently, we have roughly 60 to 62,000 birds with no feed. We called everybody and we don't know what to do.
Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, Randy Romanski, tells Brownfield the state doesn't have the authority to step in and take over the care of the chickens since it's not a disease. Outbreak.
A business failed, and the result is that it's affected farmers and businesses here in the state, and it's also affected the humane care of those animals. It's unfortunate that this bankruptcy happened and that it's had this effect on farmers.
Romanski says it has been difficult for his agency to find out how many farmers are affected and who they are.
We've asked for some really specific information from the company about how many growers, how best to contact them so we can get them in touch with the Farm Center, and so far, we haven't gotten complete information about that.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin sent a letter to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack today asking the USDA to intervene with feed and assistance to farmers who now face extreme financial hardship, especially given USDA's earlier investment of over $47 million in Pure Prairie Poultry less than 2 years ago. Pure Prairie Poultry's processing plant in Charles City, Iowa, abruptly closed October 2nd, impacting farmers in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. A farm management analyst in Minnesota expects a lot of crop insurance policies to pay out this year. Kent Tesey says the region has dealt with weather challenges all season.
A lot of farmers will probably be able to collect some crop insurance on some of their farms this year, especially if they have optional units on individual farms versus the enterprise units on all their acres.
He tells Brownfield current prices are below the spring crop insurance base of $4.66 for corn and $11.55 for soybeans.
So that means our harvest price, we won't be finalized till November 1st. But if the harvest price is lower, it means your threshold to start collecting is kind of goes up near your APH yields.
TC says corn and soybean yields in southern Minnesota have been disappointing, and he expects farmers to collect on more than 90% of policies. Farmer Philip Good with the United Soybean Board says they've hosted a group of Nigerian aquaculture feed manufacturers. Good says there's a deficit in pelleted catfish feed in Nigeria, and U.S. Soy has an opportunity to help fill that need. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are mixed at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been slow to develop this week. Bids have been elusive. Asking prices have resurfaced at $189 to $190 live in the south, but still haven't been established in the north. Significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.99 at $318.82. Select was 80 cents lower at $291.29. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers under 550 pounds were $5 to $10 higher. Steers over 550 pounds were steady. Feeder heifers were steady. The USDA says demand was good for the moderate supply. The offering included a consignment of backgrounded medium flesh program steers, medium and large one feeder steers, 643 pounds. Value added brought $273.75. Feeder steers, 836 pounds. Value added brought $246. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 505 to 532 pounds. Brought $253 to $260. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with solid negotiated purchases. The cash hog market has been pretty inconsistent recently. Processors have been slow to ramp up their procurement efforts. Hog weights are up again this week to 285.4 pounds. That's more than a half a pound higher than last week and nearly 2 pounds heavier than year-ago levels. With the current availability of market-ready hogs and these heavier weights, that means there's plenty of supplies of pork on the market. That makes the strong demand for U.S. pork in other countries even more important to prices. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct have no comparison, but a base range of $73 to $80 and a weighted average of $78.12. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60 in Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garnavillo, Iowa, and $2 lower at $50 in Red Oak, Iowa. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $56 to $68. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up 62 cents at $95.02. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Soybeans are lower. Corn is up. Live cattle are mostly lower. Hogs are mostly higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower on fund and technical selling. Soybean oil is also lower. The U.S. dollar is higher. The USDA has soybean harvest at 67% complete, well ahead of the average 51% pace. November beans down 7 3/4 at 9.83 1/4. January beans down 6 3/4 at 9.96 3/4. Corn is higher on oversold signals. The trade continues to monitor weather in the U.S. for harvest and in South America for planting. Corn harvest is 47% complete, 8 points ahead of the average pace. December corn up 3 at 4.04 1/4. March corn up 2 1/4 at 4.19 3/4. The wheat complex is mostly higher on spread trade. The trade is watching weather as there are increased chances for rain in the western and southern plains. Winter wheat planting advanced to 64% complete. December wheat in Chicago up 4 1/4 at 5.83 3/4. March wheat up 3 3/4 at 6.04 1/2. In Kansas City, December wheat up 4.5 at 5.87 1/2. December wheat in Minneapolis is up 4 3/4 at 6.21. Live cattle are mostly lower ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders are lower, pressured by the higher move in corn. Asking prices are at $189 and $190 live. December lives up 2 ticks at 186.55. February lives down 27 at 187.12. November feeders are down 65 at 245.82. Hogs are mostly higher on demand optimism and the higher pork values at midday. Midwest butcher hogs are steady to $2 lower. The major directs had no comparison. December lean hogs up 202 at 77.25. February lean hogs up 167 at 80.97. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. We can fill your need for speed with two auctions this weekend. Part of our crew will be at a car auction at A1 Quality Remarketing in Waterloo with over 30 cars, trucks, and SUVs. The rest of our crew is in Appleton at Mach 4 Motors, where we're selling over 125 motorcycles. Live and online bidding for both of these auctions. We have a timed auction ending today in Muscadet with awesome old-time wood canoes, mannequins, tools, furniture, and household items. Our combined estate timed auction ending today in Muscadet. We have another combined estate auction starting up with consignments from the Jerry Rowe Estate. This includes a ton of Ellis Nelson yard art, a working jukebox, and tons of neat memorabilia. This auction ends in 2 weeks, and items are available for inspection in Muscadet. Don't forget, we have tons of real estate for sale with listings from Wazika to Beaver Dam, houses to hunting ground. More info on all of our auctions and our real estate listings and how to sell with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
What to do with your garden now? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. In many parts of the country this week, temperatures have gone from summer-like to late fall in the blink of an eye. With many frost and freeze warnings in place, if you're like me, you've been harvesting as many fruits and vegetables out of your garden before it is too late. But just because we've turned to cooler seasons, that doesn't mean your garden has to be over. Some vegetables that can thrive in cooler weather are arugula, beets, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cilantro, dill, garlic, kale, lettuce, peas, radishes, spinach, and even Swiss chard. If you plant garlic in October, it actually develops roots before deep freezes and will flourish early spring. If you sow kale in October, you can harvest the greens throughout the winter. Radishes germinate quickly and in soil temperatures of anywhere from 45 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit and are typically ready to harvest in just 3 to 4 weeks. Planting carrots in October means that root vegetable would be available in those early spring months, and peas can flourish in areas where winters are mild. So in theory, you can have them both throughout early winter and then again in the spring. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Series. Agronomist Rodney Erdman joins us. A lot of fungicide application took place this year.
We had a lot of different leaf diseases. I mean, northern, some of the worst I've seen in 5 years. Tar spot was pretty prevalent. I mean, none of this were really yield limiting, but it definitely took a toll on plant health. With our stock issues that we have had, anthracnose especially came in and pretty much affected any genetics. At the end of the day, the way the stuff is drying out, if you're done with your soybeans, jump into a field of corn and give it a try. Our stock issues are real. We definitely have a lot of wind and lots of tops broke off. Just make sure when you're out there, kind of pay attention to what's going on with the head. 2 kernels per square foot equal a bushel. And in some of these drier fields I've been in this week, I'm seeing 20 to 24 kernels per square foot on the ground. So just be mindful when you're harvesting of head loss for sure. Slow the heads down. Make sure your stripper plates are all adjusted properly.
Thanks, Rodney. For great product and crop advice, go to pioneer.com/findmyrep.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional